Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We got magic to do just for you. Get it? Magic, because it's Tommy Merlin, and Merlin was a magician. Okay, that didn't work, but Tommy Merlin is back. We are so excited. Season 7, episode 19 of Arrow. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody?
Ooh, what is this song?
I don't know.
Ooh,
this
is
like, I got a new song.
This is totally like in a Lifetime movie, like when the girl like realizes to dump the guy, yeah. And she goes out with her friends and they play this music and they walk in slow motion. You guys, welcome to the Arrow AfterBuzz show. Veep. We're not Veep. I know some of you are like saying, what? Are you talking about Veep? It's a great show. The TV's behind me say Veep. It's not Veep. We got nothing against Veep, but this is Arrow. We're going to talk about Arrow.
People in their chat are like, wait, is this Veep? We're not Veep.
No, not Veep. Not
Arrow.
Veep.
Anyway,
we are excited. We are on the second to last finale episode of Arrow, but before we get into that, I'm Matt Maher, and with me is the ray of sunshine in lemons, Olivia Di Bartoli.
Hello.
And always, beautiful red nails, and your lipstick is on point, Carolina.
I
never know if you have a tattoo on your wrist.
I don't have a tattoo on my wrist.
No. Oh.
I saw a musical showcase, and they like branded me.
That's good.
So it's just a stamp.
Carolina Benetti's been branded, y'all. Yeah. All right, let's jump into this episode. We got a lot to talk about the plot. We also have some cool kind of news. We have news, but we also have some trivia.
Yeah.
And I feel like Archer Alley is going to be on point this week.
Yep. And I really quickly want to say hi to everyone in the chat. Welcome. Billie Jean Girl, hey.
Hey.
Ivan Soto, as always. Puddle Pirate Productions, what's up?
Puddle Pirate.
Woo, Big Face Hundreds, just all the people. Welcome back to the chat.
Because you know what? Usually there's four, but Ali Kona left us. So.
Forever.
No, I'm kidding.
She's
going to be back
next week.
Ali Kona's going to be back for the finale from South Africa. And so,
what is that accent?
My name's Mark. I live in South Africa.
No, it sounds like you have no teeth.
It just sounds like your dentures fell out.
Okay, well.
South Africa is like one of the sexiest accents on Earth.
I'm sexy. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like if you close your eyes, you're just turned on. Okay. Well, we'll have Ali Kona do
everything.
We'll have Ali Kona do it. But so there's normally four seats,
okay,
which she's on. But we have another seat, and it's all of you out there. So be sure to chime in on that chat.
Seriously, I'm looking at it.
And if you're watching this show and it's not the live show, you can always jump on the YouTube and give us some comments. And if you're listening to the podcast on wherever you like to listen to podcasts, you can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts and we are down and we'll respond to you.
To be clear, for all of our horrified listeners, we're not volunteering Ali Kona for an accent. We've all heard her gobble gobble cry.
Oh, yeah, we've heard the turkey cry.
The turkey cry.
Yeah, you guys are both in the same boat. You're just banned from accents because they're so offensively bad. So don't worry, guys. Ali Kona might give you a turkey call, but she's not gonna.
No, well, I might ask her.
We should try anyway.
All right, this is episode 719, Living Proof, which there's some teaser in the name of this episode, which we're gonna get to that later on.
It's actually a really good little tidbit.
Little trivia. We tease you here. All right, let's jump into this. Okay. Who I love to hate. So be sure to pump in. Why did I say, oh, that was really aggressive. And I felt weird by that. Be sure to type, I need to chill. I just fully admit I need to chill.
He always needs to chill, though.
Put it in the chat. That's what he's trying to say.
Yes, who you love to hate. Carolina, who did you love to hate this episode?
Emiko.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
What about Dinah?
Yeah.
She was fine. I mean, I don't really get why she was so concerned for Roy. Like, you've known him for 3 seconds. Girl, chill. I'm not into your, like, fake sympathy.
Okay.
But I really hated Emiko this episode. I mean...
Like what? What put her over for you?
She's just gotten to the point where she's annoying. She's reminding me of, like, that bratty... preteen kid that's like, I didn't get what I wanted, so I'm going to ruin your good time. Mm. And then everything is like, but why me? And I just want to be like, you know, Oliver's actually been through just as much trauma, trauma as you have.
Probably
more. And so has Thea.
Yeah.
And
like he watched his dad shoot himself in the head.
Yeah. His friends died in front of him, which Tommy reminded us this episode. I don't. There's been
like
a lot.
He wins.
Look, we don't know all of Emiko's problems, right? I don't know what she's been through with the Ninth Circle.
She could
she's
be
seen.
Like have a gluten allergy.
So yeah, it could be bad.
It's so bad.
Listen, that's how you rob a bank in Southern California. Say I have bread and watch that thing clear out. You will get all the money. But anyways, in LA, anyways. But you know, and Thea's gone through a lot too with what death and like everything that's happened. And I'm just like, it's not a strong enough motivator for me for her to be as like witchy as she is.
It's a weird quick of a turn.
It is too quick. Yeah. I agree.
It's quick of a turn and it's kind of lazy writing. Yeah. I'm gonna call it a little bit. I think it's just We'll talk about that.
I'm just not the biggest fan of her character's story arc, which is unfortunate because I feel like she could have been a really cool character. They kind of had to condense everything because now it's ending. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're like two episodes out. So I just feel like what her story could have been had the show been going probably would have been way cooler than what it actually is. I love to hate her. But I like the actress and I think she's an awesome physical fighter.
Yeah,
she's
beautiful.
So beautiful. Oh my gosh. She is like a rare beauty.
Yeah. Do you hate her?
No, well, yes. But that wasn't who I love to hate. I'm going to go with Elena. You know, all these it's kind of like a flash forward type of scenario, but like all these things were happening to you. You couldn't have just like reached out to Felicity and been like, I have to go in hiding. These people are stealing your baby, like your tech, you know? Like you couldn't
like
just
the baby tech, not the real baby.
So you're angry at modern day Elena or flash forward Elena?
Flash forward Elena.
I like to call her Grumpy Ellen.
Yeah.
That's kind of what she looked like with the hair and her
blonde. She did look like Grumpy Ellen.
And you know how like her face was beat and she looked super old? Yeah, Felicity still looks great.
Like an angel.
She looks like a little wrinkle there.
They gave her a couple wrinkles.
They gave her a little more. You know it's what? Like they listened to us.
She's the lead of the show. She gets to not be that old.
She worked out. She had good face cream.
Listen, we recently did that 10-year comparison, and I posted mine side by side, and people could not guess my age ranges when I put them up there. Nobody got it right. That just goes to show.
You're not going to be a grumpy Ellen.
No. I feel like I'll be 40 and people will be like, oh my God, happy 30th. And I'll be like, bless you, child.
You'll say that.
But some people just don't age. That's what I'm trying to say.
What are they saying who I love to hate in the chat?
Whoa. It's okay. Hashtag grumpy Elena. Okay. Let me see. You do yours and then I will collect.
Oh, okay. Sure. Mine is actually Dinah.
Aren't
you proud of me?
I'm so proud. Did you see the twinkle in my eye?
Yeah, you really did. It's like when someone says like Doritos to me, and I go, especially Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
Now you just sounded like Homer Simpson.
Yeah, it's true. I have a duo. I hated her because she was, she literally was like, Roy. She cried about him dying, but like 5 minutes before, she was like, yeah, he should totally take the fall.
Yeah,
so none of her vigilantes, none of us will be convicted felons. He should totally take the fall for us. I was like, you're a horrible team person. You're the leader of the team. And then when she was crying later, I was like, no.
And she even said, she was like, you're my teammate.
Yeah.
Why would I want you to die? It's like, you kind of
wanted him to go to prison for life.
I hope that character dies so much.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm saying that about, and then my other, just because there's a two, I really liked Kevin Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hate him because it's been a long time since I heard a villain actually say, seize them. I love that. That was so comic booky. And I was like, seize them. And like Skeletor, seize them.
Wow.
That's my Skeletor impression.
That was not good.
No,
it was good. Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Look at you doing good impressions. Wow.
But it was a little Wicked Witch of the West, but I was here for
it. It's like gayer
and
Skeletor.
And her little dog, too.
Because I would say gay Skeletor, but y'all, if y'all watch the old versions, He-Man, if you watch the old ones, Skeletor's Big Purple Queen.
There you go.
All right.
I mean, wait, what's the cooler
I'm sorry,
way?
But He-Man is basically the guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah,
he's born.
The
he's
whole
like Rocky.
Thing. The
yeah.
whole thing is real gay.
So, no.
What's the cooler way of saying seize them? Like, what do the cool people say nowadays? Like, get them or like, arrest them. I mean, I feel like seize them is kind of perfect.
They're like, F them up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so who I love to hate. Billie Jean Girl. I love to hate Amiko. Also, Elena. Thank you.
Boop, boop.
I forgot who else. Oh, Puddle Pirate Productions. I hate Dinah for how she treated Roy. Exactly.
Thank you, Puddle.
JJ says, I can't stand Dinah sometimes, but I swear she's getting hotter as the show goes on.
She is pretty. Yeah. She is very pretty.
Yeah, just because we dislike a character doesn't mean we think they're unattractive.
Or hate the actor.
Yeah. It's separate. We just dislike the character, just to be very clear. It's very separate from their looks and their talent.
And it's also hating them for being so good sometimes, or hating them for just like being great. I don't know.
Yeah.
Actors.
Yeah.
And just being like terrible people.
So overall episode, what did y'all think of this episode? Yeah, I'm going to be honest, y'all. We were a little bored. this episode. And that's the second to the last episode.
I just felt like it was kind of slow.
It was a little slow. And we really kind of didn't end up in a different place than we were in the beginning.
Same place.
I wish it was more of a cliffhanger. You know, I wish that because they had been trapped in the building, I kind of wish that Emiko and the Ninth Circle had been trapped in there with them. And it had been more of like a deathmatch situation where it was like who's going to get out. Yeah, like who's going to get out,
you know?
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
And to leave us like on an epic cliffhanger of like, oh my gosh, who's going to get out instead of the team finding Oliver. Yeah. And as much as I love Tommy...
What's happening?
Yeah. Why is he having the flashes again? I thought we were done with that. Yeah. We moved on from that storyline, and now we're back.
Well, have we ever had him seen Tommy?
No, but remember he was having like the flashes before. Like he's had flashes in his mind of things that have happened previously,
and seeing people that aren't there. Yeah.
So if you're gonna do that, so then make like that Oliver crazy. Like make him a little like dealing with some mental
stuff. That's the Joker.
Well, no, but I mean, like still, like some mental stuff. I think that it did seem. I feel like this episode seemed, the writing seemed hacky and manipulative.
Yeah.
Like it wanted us to feel something, but they didn't really know, or they didn't really create that in a very organic, kind of authentic way.
Yeah. And it I feel like it's hard because we don't know what they're building up to with only 8 episodes left for next season.
It is hard.
And
but
they have
it's
departures
like,
that they weren't accounting for.
I mean,
like,
it is hard, but I'm also like, it's their job. Yeah. And they've done it in other seasons where it's really great, you know? I'm actually just, that's the thing about Arrow is that I've always loved the show. I'm a huge fan of the show, but it's like, there's like, it's been held to a standard of how great this show is.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, when they're like kind of phoning an episode, no tea, no shade, I'm just gonna be like, yep, done better.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is the second to last episode. They should have had something going on in the episode, moving it from point A to point B. Instead, this episode just stayed at point A this whole time.
Yeah.
It was just like nothing has changed.
Because they've known for a while that they've known probably for the last at least like 4 or 5 episodes that they're ending this season.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean,
it's not like
they
just
got
it.
They actually pretty much knew since the crossover, if you think of the way it was set up.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But on that note, I will say I wish it had been more of like a scary thriller deathmatch type situation.
Like make it a kind of a cool kind of genre-specific
episode. But
look, guys,
the best show on TV is Game of Thrones, and I felt the same way about episode 4.
I'm not going to say anything about it.
I literally texted both of them and I didn't give any spoilers. I haven't seen the episode yet. Don't spoil it. Don't talk about it. And this is the fourth time she said something, everybody. Fourth time.
She's like,
brace yourself. I hope you're going to see it with someone because you're going to cry. I hope you're going to be okay. And then she's like, this is the same episode as Arrow. Like, what? No
I have mess. Given no spoilers. You don't know anything that happens. Okay.
I'm so upset.
It was cool when Dani turned into a dragon.
Oh,
that was awesome. She's just like, I got something in my throat. And they went,
into the chat really quickly. Ivan said, Oliver saw Ghost Tommy back in season 2. So this is another storyline that they've played again and again.
I said that, and you guys tried to correct me, and I was like, no, he's seen him.
Yeah. So Ivan agrees with you.
No, I was confused. Okay, that's clarity. Thank you.
Anyway.
So let's jump
and
in.
And also, wait, to be clear, because I need to redeem my name here.
No,
when she said don't mention it, I said if you need support after watching the episode, call me, which is different than saying, are you going to be okay? I said if you need support, call me because it's devastating it's bad.
Which, we're going to talk about Arrow
but
here.
Anyways, but anyways, back
to
Arrow.
I do want to mention, if you do like Game of Thrones, or if you like a lot of other shows, and I've actually been on the panel of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun panel. Ryan Malady, he is so handsome. He's
Who?
So handsome.
Malalty?
I can't say his last name.
Malalty, Ryan Malalty, and Kristen.
Yeah. And Kristen, and she's beautiful as well. They're really funny together. That's the beauty of AfterBuzz. We have all these different shows that you can be a panel, you can be a panelist, but you can listen to our panelists. The way you do that is you subscribe to the genre. Please subscribe to the show. Leave a comment in the YouTube comments. We always appreciate that. But there's Game of Thrones, there's Arrow, there's, you know, I'm starting Southern Charm next week. So anything you can think of. So we appreciate it so much. We love doing this because, like I said, even when we don't necessarily like an episode, we love these shows and we're passionate about them. And we love doing this for y'all. So that really helps us out to leave a little comment, share it on your social media. And thank you so much for making AfterBuzz ESPN of TV Talk. All right, let's jump in. Okay, so let's break this down a little bit into, let's talk first about let's talk about flash forwards first, because I feel like
I love the flash forwards.
I like the flash forwards better this time, I think, a little more than Oliver's line. So we've got kind of Team Felicity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got Team Felicity, and it was cool seeing these moments of Felicity with both of her kiddos.
Yeah.
You know,
like, both of them hating her equally. They just hate her so much.
Well, we really have
it made me really sad, because at the end of the episode, she was talking in the present about how much she wanted to be a better parent than her parents, and it kind of broke my heart that neither of her kids are really that wild about her.
I know.
I mean, that was a good callback, but that's one thing I kind of don't love about the flash forwards. It's because I know that these characters, Oliver for Felicity, end up kind of being horrible parents. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're kind of like, ugh.
But was she a horrible parent? I feel like they're being ingrates. Personally.
I don't know.
We don't know.
We weren't there. But
I feel like I was there.
You were there. now you're hearing voices. So, but this is the first time, because
that's not normal.
We kind of thought. Oh gosh, we kind of thought that William was like simpatico. You know, really chill with Felicity. So we get this kind of first inkling that he's not happy with his mom.
Well, it was probably like some type of PTSD, because he seemed fine with her this whole season. And
like, because he wanted to know she was alive.
Yeah. But then when she did the thing again of like pushing him to the side, it probably like brought up some childhood memories of being like, you know, shipped to his grandparents, even though that was kind of his decision.
Yeah, I wrote that. I was like, why is he mad about that? Because that was his demand.
He was also a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, but he was also the one that fought with them and was like, I asked for them, and I don't want to be
here. I agree.
Yeah. And
or it 14, was his choice. He was
13. Yeah. And it was his choice. It was his choice. And at 13, you're young, but you're also not unaware.
Yeah.
And I get that, like, in the ensuing years, he didn't expect them to not be a part of his life. But look at what's happening in the present at the moment. You know, I don't know. The resentment, I feel like, is half-half. I feel like mainly he's mad at himself for choosing to leave.
Yeah. Joe B. Says they're spoiled brats, which, I mean,
they kind of are.
They kind of are. I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. But also, I think that the bigger problem for William is that, yeah, he's mad that they weren't there to continue being in his life. But I think that he's maddest at himself for choosing to leave.
Mm. Maybe.
Carly, it just got deep.
Yeah. I don't know where to go.
I'm completely speechless on that.
Should we just
go
home?
Yeah. Go take it.
It's just me now, guys.
It's just no, I think that's a really good point. I think that he's, that's a classic 101 kind of thing of children, is that we take out our, well, not of children, it's just of people. Because I'm telling y'all, therapist truth talk right now, hashtag truth talk. When someone's upset at you, 90% of the time, they're actually upset about something about their own life, and they're projecting it onto you. I'm just telling you that. Not that you shouldn't take responsibility for your actions, but I think this is definitely kind of one of those cases where, you know, because Mia, she almost seems kind of more sympathetic to her mother this episode,
which was weird. It was a weird shift.
I didn't even think she was that sympathetic. I felt like she was totally pulling an Oliver and being like, pull it together. If you feel that way, instead of moping around and talking about it behind her back, go say it to her face.
And also, Felicity was so right about it. Like, look, she let him go do it, or she didn't let him, but he went and did this thing, and then he gets caught, and now everybody's in the lair with them.
Like, and Mia told him the same thing.
You messed everything up. William.
Remember when
you're always messing everything up, William.
When they went to see the syndicate to get the contraband stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, no, let me handle it. And he's like, I can do it. And then he just made a mess out of things because he doesn't know that world. Like, as much as he wants to be part of the vigilante world, he never had the training.
No.
He left. It was his choice to leave. And he needs to accept that he's his mom in the whole situation. He is Felicity. He's the most like her, which I think is what makes it hardest for him.
But he's also more, he's really kind of the most normal, not normal, but.
He can create a virus that can possibly destroy an entire
system.
But
he's at least super. You know, and I feel like he's probably not as adept of his mom. He's not his dad. He's definitely not Mia. So maybe he like has a.
I think he is just like Felicity, though.
You think he's...
I think he's just as talented. Yeah, I think he's just as smart and talented, and he's really put his time into it.
I don't think he's as street smart as her.
No, he's not as street smart. He's very sheltered.
She has the brains and the talent to be street smart and to put up, you know, good fights, as we saw in this episode.
But that only happened later on, because when Felicity was first introduced, she was very naive. She was incredibly smart, but she was very, very naive. She's become more street smart because of what's gone, and that goes to good writing. Yeah. They have really grown her character arc.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's at the beginning of the Felicity journey when she came in and she was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and then she's like, oh, that's a big problem. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, and we thought they kept, all the news kept saying that was wrong. We even reported here on AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV News that this was going to be Felicity's last episode, and clearly this is not.
Clearly not. Unless they don't bring her in, which would be very, very weird.
They just start the episode and they say, hey, she died. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't know.
I mean, so I she's going to be in the last episode.
For sure she's going to be in the last episode. They can't do that to her.
But I could have sworn we read that from like a showrunner.
Ivan Soda says, William is a civilian. Jenna James says, he ain't about that vigilante life. No, he ain't, girl.
What I see else? That.
Right? Are we really claiming that Felicity is street smart?
She's become very street smart. Yeah.
Did you not see what she did to the cops in this episode? She, like, hugged her friend and then beep.
Yeah, she said, I just hug my friend goodbye?
So
she
pulled the
blonde girl card.
She did. She did.
And then she used it against
them. I think especially
them.
This... Bow, 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 bow. Is it this season? When was it that she almost had a gun and shot Diaz? Was that this season?
This season, earlier this season.
It seems like... That seems like three seasons ago. This season has been where she kind of has gotten way more aggressive and tougher. And I feel like we've gotten to see that. By the way... We called it with Grumpy Ellen, by the way.
Oh, we did call it.
We totally said she's going to be like the nemesis and probably like her evil.
We all said
and that.
That
happened!
And who else in the chat? Puddle Pirate, I think, was the one who was like, she's going to be the evil one. And we all said
it. And we also talked about Tommy Merlin last week. So you're hearing it here first. The AfterBuzz Arrow panel is psychic.
We are we know all.
If you want your questions answered about your love life, how many children you're going to have, or maybe the day you're going to die, tweet me at @TheMattMar and I will answer them.
Two T's, two R's, please.
Please note this is not now be correct or accurate information. You cannot sue me for any reason at all. So, yeah.
No, but yeah, we did call it. We called that.
Did. Called it. Called
no
it.
Big deal.
We've called a lot of things.
We have.
It. We did call a lot of things. So let's talk a little bit. We're going to talk about Oliver Lost. Talk a little bit about Team Eru. I mean, what was cool about this episode is that they weren't but it wasn't so much them traveling. They're always like, we've got to go to this place and steal this thing. They were stuck in one place. So, and they, all of their weapons were totally dismantled. Mm-hmm. There was no bow, no mask, like everything was gone. And so they were kind of at their wit's end. It looked visually, I thought this episode looked cool.
Yeah, very.
That they're
very cool.
In this little bunker. I really think it'll be better when Donna dies because it's just because. Y'all, if you're listening to the podcast right now,
she's
Carolina
so
just looked like a fat girl in a donut truck. She just spread her arms and smiled so big. She's so happy.
There's a toe kick. Sticking out.
But
I saw a toe pop out of it. It's like true love's kiss.
That's
all I wanted to hear.
But no, what I want to say is that it kind of still doesn't feel like a solidified team, and maybe that's the point. It still feels a little, and I don't mean this is a criticism of the writing or anything. I mean, like, I'm wondering if this, do you think that's supposed to be the way? Because it just feels kind of like Diggle and Oliver now, and everybody else seems like side characters except for Roy coming back. But
that's the problem about, I feel like, these flash forwards is that we know that she doesn't die because she's very old in the flash forwards, you know, and it's like we know who are these people who are that are surviving, and So she is going to be probably part of this team for a very long time. So we're not going to get rid of her anytime soon.
So, I mean, in 8 episodes for sure, for because sure. the eight seasons episodes. Are all ending. But things I actually liked about this episode is that we saw cooperation between the team, which is something I've really been missing as like an Arrow watcher. I hated last season when they were all like pitted against each other and fighting one another, and then they were being unmasked, and I was like, what is happening? They should be together on this. It should be like a ride or die situation, and it wasn't. And that was disappointing. So I'm happy every time they do an episode where they're actually working as a team. That being said, you know, actors, the problem is that actors, you know, their contracts are up. They don't renegotiate because, to be fair, like, people want to branch out and do other things, and it's completely understandable.
Tommy Merlin got the show on ABC, Chicago Hope,
Fire, one of the
Like, it's a
one
huge
of the
show. It's a huge show, and it's a doctor who saves people.
So, you know, you can't be mad at them, like, you know, good for you and your career, but the problem then becomes is how do you recreate the chemistry of the original group?
Yeah.
And that's difficult. And so then that's where it comes in, where you feel like they're still side characters, because even though they're fun on their little tangents, I feel like they haven't recreated the magic that were the first couple seasons when it was Laurel, Oliver, Felicity, Thea, Roy, and Tommy. Yeah. You know, like, that whole group was so strong as a collective, and we all love to hate poor Katie Cassidy. Yeah. But, like, looking back on it, you know, they had an unbreakable chemistry that we haven't seen on screen with any of the other sidekicks that they've brought in. And that's also really hard for the actors and the writers, having it come in with a new character and trying to set that chemistry and that tone. So I think that that's part of what's made us, like, dislike them as a unit. And then that was exacerbated by the fact that instead of trying to bring them together when we had new characters, they did that whole fallout and there was all that fighting. And now it makes it, like, a harder pill to swallow to see them together, which is what I feel also creates a lot of the discord between the fans that are watching, because you separated a gel that hadn't even, like, coalesced. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it would have been different if the same scenario happened with, like, Thea and Roy, and it would have been like the fandom took sides, because they've been there since the beginning. So it's like your little baby that you've been incubating. Whereas, like, when they're new characters and you decide to do that, I feel like they really shot themselves in the foot, whoever made that decision, because that was my least favorite part of last season, and I feel like my resentment towards them and their attitude is carried into this season. Man, I talk for so long. Yeah. You're welcome.
She doesn't breathe, y'all.
No, she doesn't breathe.
But it's fine. It's good. So what do y'all think about, you know, there's that kind of that scene where I love the scene in Generation. It was kind of spooky. I agree with you that this whole episode could have gone, like, full-on horror.
Yeah, and
I would have loved it. Yeah.
I would have loved it, too.
Like, thriller horror.
Yeah, because not like it was a little horror, creepy, like, when he jumped into that mist. That and was he was cool. Like, and I didn't know what was going to happen. But we knew it wouldn't die.
We knew he was going to die.
But, so he turns to Generator. Everything's fine. But then they meet up with Oliver, but they don't. Because then we have this switching kind of to Oliver and everything. And again, that's honestly where I kind of felt like this was a little hacky writing to me. But it was interesting to see until we found out it wasn't real, that Oliver was dreaming this whole time. And so, which I guess, I don't know. That was, I don't know.
What changed, really? Nothing really changed from the time he was dreaming to the time he was not dreaming, other than he just, like, changed his mind about Emiko again.
For
a second, I
thought Diggle got killed. And I was kind of like, if they did that, I was going to be like, because it's that would be a huge shakeup. But then when I saw all of them dead on the ground, I was like, well, this isn't real.
And then he's going to wake up.
I thought that she used some kind of magic, because magic has been introduced in the past. So I was like, oh my gosh, what did she do to kill Diggle? Holy cow. But then, like you said, it was like, wait, something's not right.
It's like all of them on the ground. It's like, oh, you're doing this thing again. Yeah. You're doing this thing again. where it's not real, and then it's like, okay, well.
I would love it, actually, if the Big Bad next season had a lot of magic, because that's something Oliver's never come up against. Like, really? You know, that would be interesting.
He can't really fight it. It's very difficult
for
him.
Yeah, so it's like, he's
human. The whole
human.
Team has no magic.
And I think that'd be a great way.
Omni says, I wish somebody else would have jumped into the mist. Roy doing it ruined the suspense. It should have been Diggle. Exactly. Because Roy doing it, you're like, I know he's not going to die.
I haven't seen Diggle yet.
I didn't even, like, catch my breath about it, but... If Diggle did it, I'd be like, oh, dang, they just killed Diggle off. And that would have been better, I think.
All right.
But it made sense why they made Roy do it, and it's because he has all the parkour skills. Yeah.
But also, too, he kind of has a wish for not death, but he feels horrible that he killed those people.
But also, like, he's not going to kill him. Like, he has an entire life. Like, he hasn't been on the show in forever. He has a life, like, with Bea.
I know, but he killed two people. Things. He feels bad about it.
Yeah, but it's not. He's not. He has to go say bye to her. They're in love.
No, but she's dead now, too. I'm kidding. She's not.
I was like, Thea's not dead. What are you talking about?
I just like to say jokes there. I know I'm mean. Okay, there's something I do want to talk about. So let's talk about Oliver and Tommy. And I feel like we could kind of... Not too much happened, honestly, in the Oliver and Tommy scenes to me, except for the core of it is when he asked, and I wanted to know what y'all thought about this, when, you know, Tommy's, like, yelling at Oliver and saying he's stuck in a cycle, and that Oliver, this whole thing with Emiko is really about Oliver's father. And Oliver is like, no, this isn't about my father or anything at all. Do y'all think this is about his father and his father's sins, or do you think this is about Emiko being... cuckoo kaboo.
Well, there was definitely a switch for Oliver, I think, when he found out that she was the one who killed her or could have stopped the boat sinking or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was definitely a turning point for him.
She's responsible for his father's
death. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was definitely a turning point for him where it was like, okay, well, now she needs to die kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Whereas before he found this out, it was more of a like, I can rehabilitate her or whatever. So... I don't know. I think it was in part, you know, due to his father and, like, having his... doing it because of his father. I don't know. Mm.
Carolina?
I just... I feel so tired of the storyline of, like, you have to pay for your father's sins. But I feel like this is more, like, Emiko's problem at this point than anything that his father did. Because now she's just out for vengeance against her brother who's had a crappy life. And she's, like, threatening his kid who isn't even born. Like, it's just ridiculous.
So do you think he should kill her? Or do you think he should capture her? Like, if you were Oliver, would you just...
just kill her. Just be done with it.
But that's so anti-Oliver, and then they're never going to do that, and you know that they're never going to do that.
I know,
and that's why they brought Tommy in as like the fairy godmother. They like brought him in to like because he was so close to killing her, and they had to change it.
How and why the series ends is because he does become a killer, and he has to kill his own sister. That's how dark it gets.
Wow. Wow, Carly's getting deep today.
All right.
Well,
I don't think he's going
to get. Hell, I guess we're going to talk about Archer's Alley. Nah, man, just like crap. All right, everybody, let's say if you've got
Alley.
Other comments, put them in the show and we'll get to them. But let's talk about some Archer's Alley.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It's still going.
I know.
It's
all
like
right, guys.
50 minutes. Just
welcome
fade it out.
To Archer's Alley. So I've got an awesome photo for you today. It is a cover of Adventure Comics, taking it way back old school. Look at that puppy. So if you are not watching and you're listening on the podcast, it is an Adventure Comics, and it's got Superboy and a very young Oliver Queen doing archery practice. And do you know why?
Because they're in love?
Because they're going to make out.
No.
Yay!
Because in episode in comic number 258 of Adventure Comics, Superboy was actually the first person to give little Ollie a bow and arrow and encourage him to shoot. Bow and arrow.
Oh.
So it is thanks to Superboy that the Green Arrow exists.
And if you're listening to the podcast, the comic book, Superboy looks basically just like Superman, but just young. But Oliver literally looks exactly
like Robin Hood. He looks exactly
The long tunic, no pants, and just green boots.
And if you ever saw the Walt Disney movie with like the foxes where they're Robin Hood, he's even got that little green. It kind of looks like a Peter Pan hat.
Yeah.
It looks like Peter Pan and like a mix of like Peter Pan and Robin Hood's hat. I love it. It's super cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
That's what my phone rings. And I love, speaking of gay villains, they're his. there he is with a snake bullet. They're like, look into my eyes. Sorry, I
your
can't do it.
Your accents are so
so good, right?
That was a good one.
No, it wasn't. Are you guys, are you having a stroke? Do we remember two different movies?
Big Face Hundreds wants to know who worked the sound effects. Actually, Matt found that sound effect for...
I did find that. There's a whole arrow.
Yeah.
I looked up Boner sound effects. I'm not the engineer. But yeah, you can find that. And there's like, it's like 30 minutes long of bow and arrow effects.
So...
That would have been hilarious if it accidentally played over an entire pond.
That
would have been
thing.
So good.
The whole thing. But yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So that's my Archer's Alley this week.
A good one.
Fun fact.
I like it.
Superboy was the first person to encourage Ollie to shoot a bow and arrow.
All right. Let's talk about some AfterBuzz news and gossip.
Okay. Mine's just, you know, a fun little quick fact about Colin Donnell. So we saw him back
on... So hot with the beard, by the way.
I know, that beard is so everything. We saw him back on the show today, and a few days ago, he tweeted about being back on the show and posted this photo. He said, I always love coming back to Arrow, and that is majorly owed to getting back to be on set with opposite Stephen and Mel. Mm-hmm. We had an incredible couple of long days this time around. He was absolutely brilliant, and I think you are all really going to enjoy it. And I really did enjoy it. You know, the two of them together... It was basically just the two of them having this, like, intense moment.
I love their scenes together.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job.
Also, shout out to Steven, because he got to, like, lay down for a lot of the episode. Like, kudos, man.
Yeah.
You got to just...
Or he kind of did it twice, because he did the dream, and then he had to get up and do it all again.
Do you really think they filmed it in order? Come on.
I'm just saying.
That's not how TV works.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, that boy had an entire day of just getting to lay down and be like, I'm stuck here on my right here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, kudos.
No, I just thought it was sweet that, you know, they were back together. They have such a rich history together, and they were together since the beginning. So it was just a fun little thing to see them together again.
All right. All right. Okay, we've got one more piece of news, and then we're going to actually kind of jump into a deep dive a little bit about where we think this season's going to go. But first news, this is according to, comicbook.com. We can put that little picture up. So I don't know if you'll know, but the like I said in the top of this episode, this is episode's called Living Proof. And I don't know if you know, but there's a Spotify playlist now dedicated to Arrow that you can get on Spotify because... There have been 8 different Arrow episodes that are all about Bruce Springsteen songs.
Yeah.
Apparently, what was this? I think about 2 years ago, Mark Guggenheim actually confirmed that these are taken directly from Bruce Springsteen episodes.
That's hilarious.
And the first one, so this one was called Living Proof. We can't play you Bruce Springsteen because we can't afford those rights. So, you know, just have to listen to Spotify. But the first of the Arrow episodes was... there was Darkness on the Edge of Town. Then there was Streets of Fire. And that's the episode that Mark Guggenheim confirmed these are Bruce Springsteen titles. Let's see. In early season 2, there was The Promise. Season 3 featured This Is Your Sword. and then, let's see. Season 4 had Lost in the Flood. And then season 5 had Missing. And let's see. And I think there was a season 6, I believe. Or was it 7 that had, I feel like I remember this episode, The Ties That Bind. Maybe that was season 8.
Yeah, that was this season.
Yeah, that was this season. The Ties That Bind. And then this episode's called Living Proof.
Yeah.
So if you go, the guy who made this Arrow playlist, his name is on Spotify, his name is Russell Burlingame. So like Burlingame. It's called Arrow, the Bruce Springsteen. I also noticed on Spotify, I'm a big Spotify fan, there actually is an Arrow playlist where you can listen to like, if you want to run around with like tights and a bow and arrow to this music, boom, 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 you can do it on Spotify. So please go do that. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for news and gossip. So now we're going to kind of take a little bit more time and talk about AfterBuzz predictions.
And now, your
I always feel like I'm being haunted by a ghost every time this song comes on.
I wish there were like ghosty things happening.
This is
Tommy. No, that is all you. I do not invite ghosts into my life.
Tommy.
No.
Get in the chat and let us know what your predictions are before we start so that you guys are all caught up.
So we're going to talk about predictions for not only the finale, which is next week, but we're also going to talk about predictions of kind of like the what's going to happen in the finale and how it's going to set up season 8, you know? Yeah. So this is, I mean, it's a big season. So any tidbits of sensations and thoughts?
I mean, obviously, Felicity is going to walk away from everything. Yeah. Because we know that she goes to the cabin to raise Mia.
They kind of put the seed in this episode about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and to, like, work smoke tech from behind the scenes mm-hmm. and have it be hidden, obviously.
Because Elena wants her
yeah.
company.
Well,
but still.
No, I think it's because they just have different points of view. I still don't think Elena is, like, an evil scientist. Mm-hmm. I think that she just thought that Archer had great capability
yeah.
and potential, and that Felicity was just scared and cutting herself short, which she kind of is, mm-hmm. you know? So she took an opportunity, and then it unfortunately was turned around on her because Felicity did anticipate how dark it goes.
Because, again, Felicity has street smart.
She has picked up that the villains are going to use it for nefarious causes. Mm. You know, and things get out of hand. I don't really think that we're going to see the whole play out of that because that's clearly down the road. Mm-hmm. It might end with that, of her being like, well, I'm taking it here. But I don't think it's going to be explored much further because Felicity isn't back next season. So why would we have a season with Elena without Felicity? That would be weird.
Yeah.
Do we think something's going to happen to Diggle? Because it's been teased, it's been not. Is Diggle going to be around?
Yeah. I think he is. I don't
think
he's
so?
Leaving at this point.
What do you think?
He's not leaving at this point. They have so many opportunities to kill him.
I feel like they have to kill someone off.
They have to,
or else it's just going to be such a vanilla bland
Guys,
show.
Guys, we said this last season, too, and guess who died? No one.
Yeah.
No one.
But, I mean, like, they have to keep it interesting this way, and they have to kill someone off, and it has to be someone other than Emiko, you know?
No, it needs to be somebody, like, vital.
Yeah, someone
like
vital.
Like Dinah?
And I think it's, Dinah. It could be Dinah.
I give you Dinah on a silver platter. Do it, writers. Do your thing, Twitter.
Wow. It's dark today.
But no, not in real life. Like, for the character. Not in real life. In real life, I like the actress, and I think she's very pretty. Don't harm her.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, it is so interesting how, usually for season finales of shows, you really don't really know what's going to happen. There's going to be cliffhangers and all this stuff, but for this one, with the whole Felicity thing, it's just so very clear what's going to happen. Like, she's obviously just going to walk away from it. It's like, I don't know why they're handing this to us, like you said, on a silver platter, because it's, I don't know, it makes it less interesting.
Obvious. Yeah.
It's
a little
so
obvious.
I hope for Arrow's sake that there's going to be some type of, like, you know, big kill off, because or else I'm just going to
maybe
be like,
Diggle will just finally get a divorce from his wife that he never sees.
Maybe.
That'll be the big finale.
Maybe she'll.
Not
I still think she's
like,
a lesbian,
I'm
so maybe she'll
it.
End up dating Grumpy Elena because she had that vibe in the future. Just saying. I agree. I feel like somebody should die.
Yeah.
We're
dark, you guys.
Yeah, we're so
dark.
We're
dark.
Don't let this lemon shirt fool you.
But we also got a little bit of a hint where, you know, Tommy, who is inside of Oliver's head, is saying, Oliver, you have a chance for a clean slate, start over. So I'm wondering that what if season 8 is going to be, like, is it like a return to form? Is there going to be Malcolm, like, I could see them saying, hey, Malcolm Merlyn, mm-hmm. John Barrowman, we're only going to film 8 episodes. We want you to come in.
Because it's a limited series. Can't do it.
I think because they're going to do a limited series, they're going to be able to get more talent that they want, maybe in the past.
I hope Thea comes back.
So
I would love that. I would love that.
She's for sure going to come back for an episode or two, y'all.
She has to.
The girl's still getting paid for this, and she's not really doing much else, so she's going to. But, but I feel like I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, like, I'd be happy, even though I'd miss his arms, I'd be happy if they killed Dinah and Renee. Like,
wow.
A double death. Oh, wait, he's in the future.
No,
see,
the
this
future,
is the thing about the flash
so
forwards
Dinah.
I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to die because it's a flash forward. Yeah. See, now I'm...
See?
This is why I don't like the flash forwards, because it's just like, what can you do that's going to be more exciting?
So who's not there that
and there's
going to
be
kill?
Flash forwards next season. Yeah, who's not there?
Diggle.
Diggle is not there.
Yeah. Oliver is not there.
Well, Oliver is in Legends.
He's going to
die
season.
In Infinite Crisis. But Diggle is not there. This is true.
Diggle isn't there. He might die.
Diggle has not adopted his son, though, yet. He's not adopted his second son. who talks about his relationship with his dad. That could happen
in the beginning of the finale, and then he could die that same episode.
No, but he talks had about a relationship like, for like a year. Right? Yeah, yeah.
So see, this is why I don't, at the end of the day, I don't love the flash forwards. I'm angry. Okay, what does the chat say?
Okay, well, I should have prepared better for this situation.
It's fine. It's
okay, Ivan Soto, prediction. Emiko will be... Hi, Ivan.
Hi, Ivan.
Emiko will be redeemed, which will be boring.
It will be boring.
Dinah will be killed, but she's not. Ivan Soto, you don't need to kill someone to make a show interesting. Yes, you do. Amini.
And you guys think I'm the bloodthirsty one, but let me tell you.
Amini said, I say they kill Curtis. He's not much use at this point, but he's gone.
He's gone.
He's been gone.
He's gone.
That'd
be like killing Ragman. Who cares?
They teased the Air Force base that Green Lantern came from. That's just a fun fact.
Oh, they did.
Malachi.
That's beautiful.
That was good sounding out, babe. You did real good.
Thank you. Sometimes I struggle with these names, y'all.
Yeah.
they're not easy. I don't know. That's all. Oh, I also called Elena stealing Archer and selling it like 2 weeks ago as a prediction. We know, Puddle. We said it.
We did. I said it too.
We all said it.
Because we're all in this together. We got Arrow, they'll die, and we'll be blooded thirsty whores all in this together.
I see you getting closer. All right.
Paralyzed. And on that note, everybody, that is our AfterBuzz TV Arrow show today. Thank you for hanging with us today. Next week is the finale, and guess what? She told us, she's promised, Alecona's gonna be back in the studio.
Yeah.
With her South African.
Yeah,
It's gonna be great.
Leopards or cheetahs, whatever.
Yeah. That was my cheetah.
No animals are being brought from South Africa. And if we're all lucky, Alecona will speak in a normal tone of voice that we all comprehend.
We're going to have the entire panel back next week. I'm excited for
that. Thank you, Ginger Ambition.
I know, it's true. I'm excited for that. But until then, tell everybody where they can find you, Miss Carolina.
Hey, guys, if you want to join my joyful ray of sunshine on Instagram, it's LenaBean113. And you can catch me on Twitter. This week I complained about my upstairs neighbor who got a Roomba, and I just hear it all day long.
Ooh, that's bad.
Going,
I have one of those, and now one of my neighbor here.
I can hear every time. It's a wall. I was riding at home today, and I was like, "What is that noise?" And I was like, "Oh my god, they got a Roomba!"
That's funny.
So I have to leave a note now to be like,
"Turn it off,
make it stop."
Yeah, just vacuum like the old days. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me at Olivia Di Bortoli everywhere.
Everywhere. And I'm Matt Maher. You can find me at TheMattMaher, 2 T's, 2 R's, y'all. Also, if you are, like I said, you can still listen to the Bitchcraft podcast. You can listen to River Males, the Riverdale podcast. We've got 2 more episodes. The same one's coming this Wednesday, and the finale. My co-host and I are getting very drunk because that show's, and we're live watching it. So you can find all that information on my Twitter and the Instagram at TheMattMaher. And next week, Alecona will be back.
Yay.
But more importantly, we hope you are back because we love you and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Peace. For the finale.
Finale!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.